from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Lamar, for whatever reason, you know, there's a lot of great things said about Lamar, but there's a lot of stuff that's said that you got to just scratch your head about and kind of wonder, what's that person even thinking, you know? So, but we take it personally. You know, Lamar's a guy. All his life, Lamar Jackson has been a guy who's been answering those same questions. I'm talking about since he was a kid, junior high, high school, college, the draft, the success he's had in the National Football League, and it still comes up.
And that's John Harbaugh from Sunday afternoon defending his quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Something that, you know, he takes that position a lot. And I agree with him. Some of the things that are said about Lamar makes you scratch your head. It's worthy of some criticism, but sometimes people go way over the top. People like Stephen A. Smith from ESPN.
Well, first of all, I would appreciate it if he doesn't make up narratives, because what he was saying was a lie.
What?
And number two, I'd like him to look in the mirror. I respect the hell out of John Harbaugh. I think he's a great coach. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's an elite coach in the National Football League, but he also is somebody that is known for being incredibly honest. We respectfully, Coach Harbaugh, what the hell are you talking about? What is this critique and this criticism of Lamar Jackson? Where is it coming from? There's only one. You haven't been to a Super Bowl. You haven't won a Super Bowl championship. You're a two-time league MVP. There are nine people, Molly, nine people that have won Super Bowl championship that have been two-time league MVPs, okay? Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Johnny Unitas, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Kurt Warner, and Patrick Mahomes. Every single one of them have won a Super Bowl championship but Lamar Jackson. That is all we say. Nobody questions his ability. We used to question his ability to throw the football. That's been thrown out the window. We know how electrifying and mercurial of an athlete and a talent and a runner at the quarterback position that he is. We know what type of a game changer this brother is. Lamar Jackson is elite when he got his money, before he got his money. All of us were sitting here saying, wait a minute now, he deserves his bag. Now, be careful, because you negotiate it for yourself.
Yeah.
You understand that your family members were a part of it. We were worried about that because the NFL could be a very complicated apparatus. But at the end of the day, we looked at him and nobody questioned that he deserved his money. Nobody questioned his greatness as a quarterback. Nobody questioned anything other than the fact that you have not won a Super Bowl. Now, let me get to Harbaugh.
Oh, God.
Did he? Oh, we let that go.
Can I say this real quick? So, like, for people that don't know, at ESPN, and I found this out when Anita was working there and doing some stuff, the producers put everything together. All Stephen A. Smith is doing right now is reading off of a sheet of the notes that his producers did all that work. He doesn't know anything about football. He doesn't follow football. He didn't know all the players that won two MVPs or what is it, in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like,
all he knows is the Knicks.
Yeah, and he doesn't even know that, man. I'm sorry. Like, I question his basketball knowledge. I don't know how this overpaid ass clown keeps getting more money. They're firing people left and right. Who's watching this show? Is it just that it's on in every place that cuts hair and every bar out there? I mean, is that what it is?
He's because barbershops.
No, but
I think he is, Rob.
But the point is, like,
It's a racial slur.
No, it wasn't.
The barbershop?
Yeah. I think it was.
It's on in sport clips. Anyway, the point is, like, you look at some of the stuff that he's saying, and there's no validity to it whatsoever. And what are you expecting? What exactly was he lying about? That he said he wants his quarterback to be the best quarterback of all time?
No, he thinks he's lying because he's saying he gets all of this criticism, and he's saying that Lamar Jackson...
Have you watched football the past 5 years? That guy's gotten more criticism the past 5 years than any other quarterback in the league. It's not even close. He could have the same game Josh Allen has, and we would sit here and bash him and praise Josh Allen because he doesn't do it the way we're used to seeing. Josh Allen's a better passer and all these things that... I mean, come on, man. I'm just so sick of this. Like, you guys have bashed him on national networks over and over again, and then he comes back with that, and you're going, oh, we only did that the first 4 years. Shut up, you ass clown. I can't stand this, man.
And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, Brett Favre won 2 MVPs before he won a Super Bowl. He won 3 MVPs.
Yeah.
But he won 2 before he won a Super Bowl. So,
he threw more interceptions than Lamar ever will.
You're right. What Stephen A. is yes, those guys won 2 multiple MVPs and they won the Super Bowl. But at the same time, when did they win it? You know, let's at the end of the story, they won the Super Bowl. They didn't necessarily come before that. I don't like the guys because they set a culture for sports that I don't like. You know what I mean? They created this GOAT mentality. This guy's a GOAT. That guy's a GOAT. He's not the best. He's not the top five. So a guy can't be good because he's not top five. I don't like the culture of sports that guys like he and the guy from FS1.
Oh, you're talking about Nick?
No, the guy that was with Shannon Sharp.
Oh, Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless. I don't like the culture that these guys set for sports, man.
I don't think Skip Bayless believes what he says.
No, you know, I mean, like, it's the whole thing of hot takes. You know,
yeah, Skip that's Bayless, what I don't like, the hot takes.
Skip Bayless said the other day, who was he talking about with the clutch gene? Like some rookie that he would love to have over an already superstar. And I'm going, what are you talking about? Yeah. You know, like you say things just so we play this, so people watch it on the internet and they get their little click or whatever. It's trash. It's trash sports talk, period. And then they get former athletes that don't even know what the hell they're talking about either. I'm tired of listening to LeSean McCoy talk about basketball when it's clear he knows nothing.
Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen.
How you doing,
good
man?
Morning.
Yeah. Doing well. How are you? Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Things good. I actually was gonna talk Ravens, but since you guys are talking about this, you guys are 100% right. It's insane. It's just like shock value. It's like shock value. That's why these guys are saying what they're saying, and they're giving, you know, the script or whatever. But it's like Lamar Jackson. He is a victim of his success. It seems like they're all on the negative, and they're not talking about anything that he does that's like good. It's like it's all.
Well, don't you feel like there's a select group of people that he has to win over, and it's so silly that he has to because I'm not used to seeing a quarterback play this way. I just want the upright 6'5" guy with the strong arm.
I was on a station in Cleveland yesterday, and I said, you know, you guys keep. Everyone keeps comparing Lamar Jackson to these other quarterbacks. I said, okay, once you finish your comparison, now take Lamar Jackson's skill set, and who do you compare to him?
Nobody.
He's one of one. So let's reverse this. This guy's a 2-time MVP, and he has no one in the NFL to compare to him. No.
Well, see,
but yet you want to say that he's not worthy because he doesn't compare to the others.
I think you nailed it, man. It's just that. Like, and I get it, because I was one too. In the beginning, I said, this isn't going to work out. Then I watch year two, and I'm going, whew, guess who was wrong? It was me. And it's not a hard thing to do. We're all wrong when it comes down to it. These cats on ESPN, FS1, whatever you want to, they act like they're right about everything. And if they're wrong, hey, let's just take another hot take and keep the thing moving. It's just, it's crazy to me, man. It's terrible sports talk.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, guys? Appreciate y'all taking the call. I do not know what I would do in the morning if I couldn't listen to all three of you guys. That's a fact.
Thank you.
Nope. Oh, you'd find something.
Oh, God.
But Eddie. As far as Stephen A., I really used to like him like 20 years ago.
Me too.
But now, you know, with all of the television and the ratings, and that's all he talks about. We're number one. We're number one. And like you said, he's just going to say anything to get a hot take. And it's like, you know, the criticism of Lamar, it's like, guys, come on. At the end of the day, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I don't even understand how people have, at this point, Joe Burrow with the injuries and Josh Allen above Lamar Jackson. I don't understand how you can have Josh Allen above Lamar Jackson. But back to Stephen A., you're correct. He does not – I guess he just forgot all his knowledge or whatever. I don't want to hear him talk about baseball. I damn sure don't want to hear him talk about football. And no, this is the worst. Please, ESPN, do not send him to another UFC boxing event. It is terrible. Oh, my God.
He has no idea what he's talking about. Nothing.
He has no idea.
He's one of those guys, if I talk loud, then I'm right. That's him. Honestly.
That's did you?
And the other part of this, too,
thanks
is
a lot,
like,
Brandon.
I don't think he's a very nice guy either. And again, I don't have any knowledge of this, but like the fact that you hear stories about his coworkers and he even says things on their show like, oh, you know who was in that seat before you? Like, questioning it. Oh, there were other people here. I'm Stephen A. Smith. Who gives a rat's ass who you are? I mean, this is just, it's ridiculous, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.